I think it's not sunk in yet what I just done, but look, I got in with a quality opponent, which not a lot of people do in their debut, so I believe I'm a star, and that's the way I want to move, and I believe I showed that tonight. I think someone called me the entertainer. I didn't coin that one myself, but when I heard it, I said I have to live up to it. So I think I've done that in there, and I'm happy with the performance.
We're going to speak about that in a moment. Let's go back to a child growing up in Kildare. Correct me if I'm wrong, Kildare native, but you have huge Donegal roots. Carrick McGrath,
yes,
a proud mum from Carrick McGrath. Yep. I have a Balbofay mum myself. They don't forget their roots. So a proud name for all in Balbofay as well.
Yes, yes. Look, I've probably been brainwashed since I was a child. I'm up here probably at least once or twice a month. So it's always been kind of the home place for me. I'm a Donegal season ticket holder, and I've always been brainwashed that way. So I'm travelling for matches every week, and it's hard from Kildare. But look, I'm lucky to have a loyal support here in Donegal, and I'm lucky to have the lads travelling up from Kildare, and I believe I can grow in both parts and eventually the country. So I'm happy with that, and look, no better place to make it. The debut, like, my granddad probably sold 30 tickets for me, and he delivered them all today. So I'm lucky to have them, and yeah, it's a beautiful place up here.
Balbofay, well supported in you tonight, but there's a lot of Lallywhites here as well, and a lot of your family and friends up from Kildare. Are you just going to make a night of it?
It's funny, because the lads from Kildare have probably given me stick for Donegal for all through the years, just with the GAA, because I was following Donegal instead of Kildare. So to hear them up here making noise is great. Great to have a change. Usually they're booing. So we have 30, 40 lads up, probably more to be honest, probably 50 lads up from Kildare, and they made some serious noise. And yeah, as I said, the lads up here from my family and that from Carrick McGrath, and it's an unreal experience, isn't it? I'm just waffling now because I don't even know. It's just hard to describe, and it's surreal.
Talking about the fight itself, pre-fight, were you confident? Were you nervous? We're looking at you coming onto the ring full of confidence, but deep inside, were you nervous in the lead up to the big fight?
Of course. If you're not nervous, then it's like, this is a dangerous game. And anyone who says it isn't, like that that guy came from Poland to take my head off. And that's just the reality of it. Of course you're going to be nervous, and that's why I trained so hard, and I put everything into this. I went full time at this 5 years ago as a 15, 16, 17 year old lad. I put everything into this, that this was my dream. And look, I've made my dream come true tonight, and it's only to build on that now. But anyone who says they're not nervous is lying, and nerves are good, but nerves are excitement. And I believe once you can channel that into going into the ring, then it's only going to happen. And look, to come out to that noise and to be able to deal with that and to perform, like, I don't think I could have done any better. So yeah, I'm happy.
What next for Aidan Byrne? Is there a fight in the cards between now and the summertime?
Look, I don't know what's next. I'm going to take a week off. I put everything into this, and 3 months now I've been on it, thinking about this guy for 12 weeks. So I'm going to let it digest for a week or two, and we'll plan what's next this. And then, like, Jason's my manager. Jason knows what's best for me, and he done it right tonight for me. And look, I can't look for any more, and long may it continue.
As a young boy growing up, was it always going to be boxing? Maybe it was Gaelic football of the Lallywhites, maybe lining out in Fan Park for Fan Harps. Did those two sports ever cross your mind, or was it always boxing?
No, it was never boxing. To be honest, I have no family in boxing. My friends started. When I was a child, I was probably extremely competitive. Like, in GAA, I wanted to be the best footballer in Kildare. I wanted to be the best soccer player in Ireland. And then the boys, they joined the boxing club in 2013. And I wanted to join with them. And I think it was just that competitiveness of being in a solo sport and being in a single sport. And I wasn't allowed to box for months. And Jason was actually at the World Championships at the time in 2013. And I remember, I never done any boxing, but I used to watch him on the TV just so that my mom and dad would see that I was watching boxing to join. So look, they eventually allowed me to box. And once I got on it, then like... The rest is history. I just fell in love with the game and the grind and the competitiveness of it. Look, this is a hard game, and it's always been hard. And I'd be lying to you if I said it was enjoyable all the time. Like, it's a very hard game, but just that drive and that grind, it's like an adrenaline thing, and I chase it, and it's brought me to here, and it'll bring me further. So
finally, before I let you go, Aidan, for the Fun Valley listeners tuning into this interview, talk to me about your Carrick McGrath roots. Your aunties, your uncles, your first cousins, all very proud of you, no doubt.
Yeah, look, we're all from the same road in Carrick McGrath. My grand is on this side of the road, my grand aunt is on the other side of the road. We have the whole road taken up, and look, they're all here tonight, and my cousins are here, and I'm just blessed with them, to be honest. We're a very, very close family, and like, I'm from Kildare, but I talk to my second cousin as if they're my brother. So, and I think that's the best thing about Donegal. We're all close, and maybe there's not so much of that down at home because we're away from everyone, but I think it just makes us closer. And
something that can't be coached.
Yeah, and nights like this make it special, like, because I come up here and every second week they're getting updates of what I'm doing, and tonight they get to experience it with me. So I'm happy.
The very best luck going forward. Looking forward to your journey. It's only starting. The entertainer, Aidan Byrne.
Thank you.
Best luck in the future.
Thank
well
you.
On tonight.
Thanks, man.